Boss Man Show. Not a friend of the show, a friend in general, man. My man, Penny Collins, who know me since I was the Hustle Man back in the day, slanging CDs and DVDs, man. So he know me since I was at my first becoming who I am today. So Penny, what is up, my brother? How's life, man? Long way we've come, brother.
You ain't never lied. I remember Hustle Man coming around. You always had whatever you need. DVDs, next Friday after the next. Mixtape, Lil Wayne, Carter 3, Carter 4, Squad Series. My boy Hustle Man is now the Boss Man, man. I'm excited to be here today, bro. In the same little offices that we were running around in 15 years ago. It's crazy.
Man, what you said, but bro, I love the new paint job in the hallway, though. I love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's on point, man. So I see, got a new court now. So, I mean, TSU's is really rising. Big Blue is really rising for real, brother.
Yeah, you already know that's the whole vibe, man. It's all about energy. It's all about being authentic and doing things the right way. And, you know, we want people to come out and support, you know, the athletic programs and Tennessee State and all HBCUs. And we can't ask for more electricity than we got right now.
No doubt. And bro, as you know, it's about me. I'm a graduate there twice, master's degree, everything TSU. So I want my school to be great. And I'm happy you're the coach because I've known you for a long time, over almost 20 years now. So it's like, so seeing somebody who I grew up with, who I've known for years, being that office you in, man, it's amazing, brother.
Yeah, it is. It's a blessing, man. It really is. When I really look at it, the full circle of everything and where we came from. And, you know, I look at the history of Tennessee State basketball. They've never had a head coach that's from Nashville. And, you know, that's crazy. Like, I'm the first coach to be actually from the city. But we had to make it right. The city got to come out and support. And they've been doing that, man. So I'm really excited about going to this season to see the amount of people that's going to come out and support Big Blue.
No doubt, Penny. And tell me about this, brother. For you, man, the marketing piece of it is so hard because that's the big piece, the money coming in for the program, notoriety. And you bringing in, playing Percy Miller, like bringing him in, bringing in masterpiece behind you guys, and playing in Atlanta twice, you know, playing in MTEs to put the TSU brand out there. So I love what you're doing, brother.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, it's one of those things where if you have the opportunity to strike, you know, you got to go after it. You know, you can't be afraid to go after the top level talent. You can't be afraid to talk to people and tell them to come support your program and be a part of what you're trying to change. And I think when you're a good person, you do things the right way. It's one thing I always hang my hat on. People genuinely get behind you and they want to see you succeed, especially when it's not about you. We do everything we can to make it about the program. One of our statements is pay us in energy. We want people to pay us in their energy and their time. It's not about the money that you spend, but just come over here and spend time with us and you'll want to support us. So I'm just glad that people are excited about what we got going on and really looking forward to the start of the season.
And Penny, how has that been for you guys, man, getting to work out this summer together this year, getting you guys get that gym to the jail? How's that been so far? Practice started on the 29th of September. Yeah, almost November 9th is coming fast and furious. How's it been for you guys competing into the everyday blue and white, man?
Man, it's been great. You know, we didn't have summer last year. You know, COVID took everything away from us. We didn't get start practicing until August something. And to have them guys they've been here since June 1st. And to be honest with you, they tired of playing against each other. They've been banging on each other and pushing and shoving and then off the court, loving on each other and spending time and trying to grow as a team. But it's been great, man, just to see so many guys from so many different backgrounds. We got a lot of new guys that have been a lot of different places and to see them gel and come together and looking forward to, you know, taking that energy out on somebody else.
Yeah, because Royal City is really, really roaring right now. I see it. I've seen this on Twitter. I like the Royal City thing. I like that now, brother. Royal City. I like it, bro. Hashtag it. Royal City. Do that for the people, brother. And, hey, even on your social media, Penny, I see you guys love each other. I see the joy you all have together. Like, pictures don't lie in that regard. You all love each other. Coaches are doing dancing out there in the middle of the floor out there. So, I see it for real that, hey, this team is together already. It's going to be some things coming this year. November 9th is Alabama A&M in Huntsville, then Atlanta the 13th. I see you all having a great year, brother. I see it in my heart already, brother.
Well, I hope so. You know, we deserve it. You know, you look at what we've done. First of all, I love Roar City as well. I love the energy that it brings. But you look at what we've done since we've been here. We first got here, we had a good season our first year. Those guys competed, but then we come back the next year and we doubled our win total and tripled our fan attendance. We were number one in the country with that. And then going into year three, which was last year, it just was COVID just affected us differently than it affected other programs. It didn't affect, Morehead State and Belmont the same that it affected Tennessee State. You know, it rocked us to the core. We were losing people. People were passing away and dying. And we had guys that got COVID. We were shut down multiple times. We had three guys that didn't play a single game. And, you know, last season put a damper on the advancement of what we were trying to do. But we're looking at this season as picking up where we left off from 2 years ago pre-COVID. We got to have our fans back, stadium. We want our stadium packed with the energy going. We got the excitement around the program with some of these young men that have signed to come to Tennessee State. And that's no accident. You know, we're picking up where we left off from. We deserve to be in this seat that we're in. So now it's just time to take it to the next level. And, you know, the wins are going to come. So I'm really excited about having an opportunity to compete.
Dr. Allen, in my mind, has been very great for you all as well, because I talked to their brother when they played Tennessee Tech on the field and on football. I was like, this brother got some energy, man. So how's it been having him for your boss and his vision for Tennessee State going forward and the energy he's brought to your program as well?
It's been great. Dr. Allen is, you know, innovative, creative thinker. He's young. He's hitting the ground running, trying to do some fundraising initiatives. He's always constantly reaching out to the coaches, asking our advice on how we continue to make Tennessee State a better place. He's doing a great job. You know, Dr. Phillips is who hired me, and I'm so excited about, you know, what she did for this program. And she's passed the torch to Dr. Allen, and he took it, and he's taken off running. So we're really excited about everything he's doing, and we're just going to continue to be behind him and support him any way we can.
Looking at your roster, bro, you got some vets on your roster, some young guys in that pipeline. Having that right balance is so key for success to be sustainable over time. So tell me about that when you control your roster with your assistant coaches, the rest of those guys, so you all recruited guys to bring in your programs to say, hey, we want to have some vets, we also have some guys that coming up the pipeline to keep us going all these years to come.
Yeah, well, we put the team together. We were very strategic about that. We didn't want to get, we got 10 new guys. We didn't want to have 10 seniors or 10 juniors. We wanted to bounce the class out. Even though we had some transfers coming in, some of those guys are transferring in sophomores and juniors. We had three transfer grad students. So we got a nice balance of classes. Obviously, we returned to Carlos Marshall, who's a junior on the court as well, who was all-conference for us a couple years ago. But then you got the Diaper Dandies and Hersey Miller and Drew Williams and Riggs Abner, who are coming in as freshmen, true freshmen, but also Marcus Fitzgerald, who had a game, a ton of experience last year, averaged double figures for us last year. He's actually a freshman again because everybody received their COVID year back. So we got a really nice balanced class. I'm very excited about it. And that was all by design, to kind of put the team together that can sustain for over time so we can continue to win.
Yeah, because like you said, you can get old and stay old, but hey, if you ain't got nobody in that pipeline, it's going to be every year they're going to say over again. We're trying to see these JUCO guys as grad transfers. So man, have a sustainable program is so key. I love the way you're doing it, Penny, because some guys do it the other way. I both know. But I like your way. You want this to be sustainable for years to come. True structure and true culture, not just pregnancy pretty much every year, so trying to win it all with all these older guys and then do it all over again, you know, crazy.
Right. You definitely want to. I'm just 37 years old, man. You know, I've been coaching for 15 years.
So we both getting old, man. Don't say it out loud, bro. We both getting old, man.
I take it. I ain't gonna lie, I say it with pride. But I want to still be doing this when I'm 50 plus, and to do it, you have to stack the deck. You got to stack these teams, and not stack the teams in terms of, you know, overloading with talent. I mean, stack the deck in terms of freshman class, sophomore class. And these guys need to be in the program 4 and 5 years and be stacked the deck on that. If we got guys in the program 3 or 4 or 5 years, then that's when the program can really, really take off. And since we're in year four of my time here, we've got two guys that have been here all 4 years. And that's Carlos Marshall and Monte Jahal. And when I see them in practice, and they already know what I'm going to say before I say it, you know, they already know my speeches before I give them. And that's what you need. And when those two guys can turn into eight guys, then our culture will really, really, really be in play. So really, I'm just really excited about everything that we got going on right now, man. And if we can continue on the path that we're on, I think some special things can happen.
I'm excited you're coming to my city twice, Georgia State.
Yep.
And Norfolk. I mean, within a month's time. So, So because with all alumni out here in Atlanta, brother, as you know. So yeah. How important is it to come down here for alumni base down here in Atlanta to see you all play up and close personal, brother, with the big blue pride you all got in Royal City coming down to the Sports Arena and Gateway Center, I think College Park, where the Skyhawks play at.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people from Tennessee State came from Georgia, and a lot of the people that are in that young alumni group are in Atlanta right now. We really, really want them to come out to both games. You know, the HBCU game against Norfolk State, Gateway, that's going to be a big-time game. They're a really good team, NCAA tournament team. And then we're going to come back and play against Georgia State, who's an NCAA tournament team in Atlanta in December. So we have so many fans in that area. There's no reason why we shouldn't paint the city blue for two nights while we're down there. So I'm really excited to get down there, see some old friends, see some former players and alumni to come out and support us when we come to Atlanta.
No doubt, bro. Your non-conference schedule is pretty nice, brother. Like, what's good about it, you only playing really one money game, and it's Nebraska. Everything else is pretty much, hey, you all go do what you want to. And I love that, because I feel like a lot of time in HBCU schools, you're forced to play all these money games, and it hurts some of the kind of the kids' confidence from conference play into all them L's. So I'm glad y'all are able to do what you want to, and I'm going to play one game for money this year.
Yeah, but you know, it's crazy. It looks like we're only playing one game for money because Nebraska is the only Power 5 team on the roster. I mean, on the schedule, but South Dakota is actually a money game. Nebraska is a part of the money game. And Southern, even though they're HBCU, they're a part of the MTE that we're in. This is part of South Dakota, Nebraska, and Southern. So those three games are considered money games. And then Georgia State is a money game as well. But you know, you look at Chicago State going up to Chicago State, it's not going to be an easy game playing at, you know, in Chicago against a really good team, well coached. Then you got to start the season off at Alabama A&M, and you got to play Indiana Purdue at home, who beat us last year. Then we go on the road to Lipscomb, who's picked top three in the LA Sun, and then go on a three game stretch where you play Charleston Southern and South Carolina State on the road in their environment. So the schedule is not tough from a sense of it doesn't say Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Baylor, Gonzaga, like some of these HBCUs, not HBCUs, but smaller income programs may do. We don't have that, but I still believe the schedule should prepare us for the OVC. It's strong, and should have us prepared to go into the OVC and have a chance to contend for a championship.
And I saw y'all had a pro day with Coach Stackhouse was over at Van Vanderbilt. Tell us about how that kind of came about, how important it was for your guys to get seen by pro scouts.
Yeah, so basically, man, going to, you know, this job, I've always said that I want to put our young men in a place where their dreams can come true. And in knowing NBA scouts is one thing, but to actually have relationships with them is a whole nother side of that coin. So I took it upon myself to go out to Las Vegas and try to meet some people. And I ended up coming away with that on that trip with knowing all 30. I got a contact for all 30 teams. Some teams, they got multiple contacts on. We were able to go out to eat, go to dinner, and spend some time to watch some games, watching prospects, and really just sitting in the stands and talking to some of those guys. And from that became an opportunity where I wanted to have a pro day. And here's the real story behind it, too. Once Imani Bates and Jalen Duran went to Memphis, I knew for a fact that NBA scouts want to see Memphis. Mm-hmm. So I reached out and asked Coach Hardaway when they were going to have a pro day. And at that time, he didn't know when their pro day was. So I said, well, let me know when y'all have y'all's. And I'm going to try to reach out to the pro scouts that I've met and tell them to come down the day before to come see us. And so they ended up having theirs on a Wednesday. So I called Coach Stackhouse and said, look, Coach, I'm trying to connect with Penny and do a pro day. And these scouts are going to want to come down and see Scottie Pippen as well. You know, you got an NBA draft pick on your team. Let's pick a day together. So he picked Monday, and I thought that was perfect. And so they went at 2 o'clock over at Vanderbilt, or 1 o'clock. I can't remember what time they did. And we went and then they left Vanderbilt's campus and came to Tennessee State's campus and watched us. And then a couple of days later, they went down to Memphis. So it was just a perfect storm. It was the right time. It just took a lot of conversations and phone calls and text messages and following up and sending emails and send another email and confirm you coming and make sure you're going to be here because we really want you here. And we ended up having 14 NBA teams here. And I mean, it was a really good day. for our young men to have that opportunity. It's one of those days that they'll never forget. And the best thing that came up of the day to me is at the end, those scouts didn't leave. They stayed and they wanted to ask questions, and they were talking about our guys, and they were writing down names, and they was asking enough for our schedules. And there wasn't one NBA scout there that didn't say, "I'm not coming back." They all said they're coming back to the games this year to watch us play. And they were just pleasantly surprised at how much talent and how well coached and how well mannered the guys were and disciplined. And so that was the best part of it for me, was that they walked away impressed. And so, you know, next time we do it, we want all 30 teams next time we do it. So we're going to continue to do it every year for our young men because they deserve it.
No doubt. And I'm hoping that my Atlanta Hawks were there. I hope they were there. So
I think they were there. I ain't 100% sure. I can't remember.
Good. Thank God for that. Thank God. Because I'm an alumni. Come on, take care of your alumni. Come on, brothers, my Hawks brothers and sisters. Thank you. So, Penny, thank you for your time, brother. I'll see you soon, my guy. Like I told you in the text message, every time I come up on campus, you're a field session, brother, which is good. I'm glad you're watching field. So, it's good. Every time I come on campus, he's a field session right now. But it's all good. I'm going to catch you real soon, brother. All right.
All right, man. Love to see you, man. Appreciate your time, as always.
Anytime, boy. You be safe, my guy.
You too, Doc.
All right.